It feels like just yesterday that workers across America were able to take their masks off at work. But the extremely contagious Delta variant is spreading rapidly, and now auto plants are among the businesses reinstating face mask mandates. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler's parent company Stellantis made masks optional for vaccinated workers a few weeks ago. Now, they say it's time to mask back up. Justin Mayhew works at GM's Fairfax assembly plant. It's been shut down because of the semiconductor shortage, so he's excited to go back to work at all. And he's happy to wear a mask.
If I can help protect somebody, you know, then I'll do it.
But he says some of his coworkers feel differently, calling COVID a hoax or saying masks violate their personal freedom.
Everything is political and you can't, like, even bring up COVID without basically getting into an argument with somebody.
The split in worker feelings about masks, it's an issue for employers weighing mandates.
I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, employee morale.
Natalie Fluker is a lawyer at Von Briesen and Roper. She says employers are also worrying about what's legal. Like, lots of companies are offering vaccines and incentivizing vaccines. But can they require vaccines? The Department of Justice says vaccine mandates are okay, but it's not common right now.
There are a lot of people who are still waffling. You know, this makes them nervous because everything is changing all the time.
But not everyone's waffling. Tyson Foods says workers at its meatpacking plants need vaccines. I asked Mayhew how he'd feel if GM did the same. He's vaccinated. He thinks everyone should be vaccinated. But a company requiring it?
I mean, it does make me uncomfortable, the idea of, like, you are being forced to do this. Yeah, I don't know.
The automakers and the auto workers union say they strongly encourage vaccination. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.